In Jesus' name, dearly beloved of God, and especially you, Joe and Emily, who today are confirming your faith and vowing lifelong allegiance to Jesus and the teachings of His holy saving word. Last Sunday here at St. Paul, we began a summer sermon series on Bible verses displayed and gospel truths portrayed on the tapestries hanging in our downstairs fellowship hall. The verse we considered last Sunday, it's actually on two of the tapestries, is John 8:12, where Jesus ascribes to himself that wonderful name, Light of the World, and promises that all who follow him in faith will never walk in darkness. A number of other verses woven into the tapestries that could serve as very appropriate and meaningful text for a Confirmation Sunday. One that I picked for our contemplation today is the one that you see on the tapestry picture reproduced on the bulletin cover. If you look closely, it's a bit small because the words are not very legible, but it's that familiar passage, Proverbs 3:6. And I included also verse 5 to round out our text, which is as follows. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. May the Lord use our meditation upon this scripture gem for our blessing, and especially for the blessing and instruction of our confirmands, Emily and Joe. And so we pray, sanctify them, Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. I'd like to just unpack this verse for you gradually, a phrase at a time, in three parts this morning. First, let's consider the meaning of the word trust. It's found in lots of Bible verses. In addition to our passage, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's found in such familiar passages as Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We all remember Jesus' words in the upper room to His disciples the night before He died. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe or trust also in me. So what does it mean to trust in something or in someone? Well, picture yourself walking along a rugged hiking trail in the mountains. You come to a place where there's an overlook of a deep, beautiful canyon. You want to get close to the edge to get a better look. There's a big tree growing close to the rim. So you reach out your hand and you lean on it because it's very sturdy. And you know it will not give way. It'll keep you safe from tumbling to a hurtful fall. Now, I don't recommend doing that, leaning on a tree on the edge of a canyon rim, because the tree might not be as solid as it looks. Thought of our Bible verse from Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart, is that we can indeed as Christians lean on, put our entire confidence in Him throughout the duration of our hike in this present world. First and most importantly, Joe and Emily, you can count on the Lord to save you from your sins as He has already done, to provide you with holiness you need, forgiveness for all your missteps against His commandments, that you can stand before Him one day, live with Him in heaven's glory. And you can also lean on the Lord, depend on Him 100% to guide you safely, unfailingly, reliably, all along the path of your life in the world, along which there are many dangers that would threaten your Christian faith. So lean on the Lord confidently, our Bible verse urges and encourages. And as our verse says, what you don't want to lean on, lean not on your own understanding, your own thinking about what's true and good. You do not want to lean on the world's distorted way of thinking, society's unreliable ideas, shaky ideas of who God is, who Jesus is, what the truth is in regard to what's right and wrong, what will provide you with happiness and fulfillment during your trek through the world. You want to pray today and every day, Lord, you lead me. Do not let me be tricked into thinking that I can trust the smarts of non-believing friends or even Bible-denying teachers. All they can do is lead you away from Jesus and off the good path that will lead you to life everlasting. Remember also one of the Bible verses, I'm sure you remember it, memorized it in confirmation class, probably all know it. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And that beauty which was in our epistle lesson, 2 Timothy, from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, and which are useful and profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, training, and righteousness, so that you may be equipped for every good work to the praise of the Lord. So, yeah, lean on the Lord, trust in Him. What about the next part of our verse? When our Proverbs passage says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, He will direct your paths. What's that all about? Acknowledge Him. It means a whole lot more than just agreeing and admitting there's a God up in heaven, even as unbelievers must admit. There's a passage in Psalm 14, it says, the fool says in his heart there's no God. So even atheists, they know there's a God. He's powerful, wise, and good. They know it because of the creation the Lord made and from conscience. You learned all about that in confirmation class, the natural knowledge of God that everyone has. But there's that other knowledge of God that you learned about. That's the wonderful, all-important, revealed knowledge of God that He gives to people through His inspired Word. That there's a Savior who was promised all through that long period of the Old Testament, dating all the way back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, a serpent crusher who would come, a descendant of the woman Eve, who would destroy the devil's works, and that He would be born in the fullness of time, Christmas. He would live a perfect life for you, die on the cross, shed His holy blood to purchase you to be His. He would then come alive on Easter morning as guarantee that all of this is true. He would go up into heaven after 40 days to prepare a place for you, and He is coming back to take you to Himself so that you may be where He is. This, Joe and Emily, is what the writer of the Proverbs is talking about when he says, acknowledge Him in all your ways. As you go through your path of life, think about all the things that the Lord in love has done for you. Keep thinking about it. When you get up in the morning, when you lay down your head on your pillow at night, when you enter high school, all through your teenage high school years, when you enter college, when you perhaps get married and have a family, however many years God grants you, even to old age, when you may have gray hairs like some of us do, that you keep thinking about, praising Him for, and living for the One who has done all these things in you, for you in love. I'd like to spend just a couple minutes talking about your chosen memory verses. Also things that you, passages you'll want to keep in mind as you hike through the world. The verse that you chose, Emily, was Revelation 2, verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Very good verse to keep in your heart as you continue your life trek, that there's a crown that's laid up for you by the Lord. He promises to give you, and he's going to award it to you, an inheritance so grand, rich, that way more than you can imagine now for its splendiferousness and more precious than anything you can accumulate in terms of worldly treasures in your life on earth. In fact, Jesus once wore a crown, a painful one of thorns, just so that you could enjoy a beautiful crown of glory that never fades away. So a good verse to keep in our hearts and minds, all of us as Christians. Be faithful until death, and the Lord will give us crown of life. And Joe, your choice was a good one as well. James 1, verse 6, on the subject of prayer. But let a Christian ask in faith when he prays without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. So that's going to be an excellent reminder to you as you hike through the hills and valleys of your life, in which there's going to be difficult climbs, rough places, bumpy pathways, prickly briars that scrape up against your legs and make you maybe even bleed a bit. Talking about the troubles that we Christians, tribulations that we run into, unpleasant things that cause our hearts to be worried or afraid, to make use, confident use, of the gift of prayer, knowing that Jesus is listening and will give you his aid. When you pray, for example, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, Lord, wash away my sins. Create in me a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. He listens, he hears, and will answer that prayer. Or when you pray, show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. Psalm 25, verse 4, he will do that. Also keep etched upon your heart, in closing this morning, that picture that we heard about that Jesus used in our gospel lesson for today from John 15, where he said, I am the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. So just like the flowers out front here of our church that have been planted, that are blooming so beautifully because of the root system they have and the moisture they're getting from the irrigation lines, we can know as Christians and know, we can know absolutely that Jesus is going to keep our faith alive and the fruits of faith popping out for his glory as we make a point of staying in touch with him through his holy word. He will enable you to fight those enemies that you're up against. You know the unholy three, the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh. Ward off those temptations of the evil one that come. Church isn't important. Bible reading is not essential for a Christian. Lord's Supper isn't an important thing in my life. Fellowship opportunities with my brothers and sisters in Christ are not vital. Oh, the Lord's going to enable you to fight off those and many other temptations of the devil and to remain faithful to Jesus and his word, empowering you to continue steadfast in the confession of his word, and as you will promise in your vows in a few minutes, to remain true to him in faith, word, and deed, even unto death. All of us as Christians, we can say it with confidence, I do so intend with the help, with the power, and the strength of God. So, Lord Jesus, so bless you today on your confirmation day and all through your life journey as you venture forward and onward with wonderful Holy Spirit-given hope and joy in the direction of the eternal home that He has prepared for you in heaven. Amen. And the peace of God, which is able to protect you far more effectively than the human mind, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.